Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, it feels like August or July. It's summer-like out there, humid, but it's September, and we're heading quickly towards October, and that means a fun drive, and we need to cut down on that time on the air. And to do it, it's the lockbox.
Well, you're so right, David, as usual. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we all need this radio station. We know we do. That's why we tune into it. That's why so many people tell me that every single digit on their car radio is tuned correctly to WAMC, one station or the other, so they can switch easily. They tell me how much the round table means to them and the panel means to them every morning in this time of great uncertainty. And it is incredibly important, if you love it and if you want it and if it is your go-to place, that you do everything in your power to support it. Sure, there's a few of those tickets left to the Capitol steps. You get two tickets. It would cost you $150. But the fact is that you get the CD afterwards. But that's not what it's about. It's never been what it's about. It's about each of us doing what we can. If it's $5 or $10 or $1,000, people do what they can. So come on, folks. I'm depending on you. It's Alan, and I'm asking that everybody put something into that lockbox as fast as you possibly can, and let's get halfway in the drive and then finish it up in a day or a day and a third, which we did the last time. It's extraordinary that we can do that as a group together.
WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262 to put something in. Alan, let's start with McCain. We learned on Friday that he's going to vote no on the bill to replace Obamacare. We also have two other senators, Alaska's Murkowski and Maine's Collins. Collins seems to be leaning no, but they're doing everything they can to put something in their districts.
Well, that's right. It is not a nice thing. What they're doing is they're putting tremendous pressure, particularly on Murkowski in Alaska. They're calling it the Alaskan Purchase after, of course, Seward and the rest. If you make it attractive to her constituents and they think they're getting a tremendous break, they might break for her. On the other hand, they might also admire her guts for standing firm. As far as John McCain is concerned, he is a true American hero. His patriotism is showing through like a great light. We do know that his best friend in the Senate and a very close ally is Lindsey Graham. And this bill is from Lindsey Graham. Now, they're trying to change it at the last minute. They're trying to make it more attractive. But in the end, the thing that we all have to keep our eye on is killing Medicaid, for example, good? We know that the hospitals, the doctors, and so many others have gotten to the healthcare associations. Everybody has gotten on board to oppose this thing. Frankly, I can't understand how people can vote for it. I mean, it just seems to me that if your whole idea is to put more into defense and to take away this basic human health right, it's just beyond me. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know how human beings can do that.
You mentioned the word patriotism and can't avoid what's been happening yesterday and throughout the weekend in the NFL after President Trump slammed protesting football players. It started at a campaign rally for Alabama Senator Luther Strange on Friday, continued on Twitter. He said this: "Wouldn't you love to see one of the NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, say, 'Get that son of a bee off the field right now. Out, you're fired.'" Well, the protests not only came from the players on the field, Alan, over 200 kneeling, but also the owners.
Well, look, it is a matter of racism. The president got up and said, "I never mentioned the word race," and yet the whole thing doesn't pass the stinko test. And kneeling and unity is what is happening. And I'm thinking that what this is a potential diversion from all his other stuff. I mean, yeah, it's terrible what the president is doing in terms of so many of these things which are being protested against by African-American and other players. Do what they can in a time of great emergency to say, when I look back on this and when I talk to my kids about this, I'm going to be where I should have been. And it takes a great deal of courage to do that. In the meantime, you have the president of the United States telling people that they shouldn't support a business. I happen to think there's some argument to be made that's illegal. And of course, David, there is this question of the new travel ban from President Trump. From the pages of Who Does He Think He's Fooling, he comes up with an idea. He's adding Venezuela and North Korea to the list. That's pretty funny, North Korea. Those aren't Muslim countries, so it's not really a Muslim ban. Let's see what the courts do about that one.
Finally, Germany's Angela Merkel wins a victory. In the Times, it says that's dimmed by the rise of Germany's far right.
Well, yeah, you know, we have always known. I knew it when I was in Germany years ago when the wall came down. We've always known that there is an underlayment of right-wing adherence to the old order. It isn't that large, but here we see it again with a party that just rises out of the ashes. They don't call themselves Nazis, but much of what they support is of the old order. So Merkel comes on, she wins comfortably, but she needs partners to form a government, and it's not going to be easy for her to find the kinds of people who will go along with her program. It is extraordinary that she has the kind of support in the country that she does, but there's not much I can tell you other than to say this is not a good beginning when we see a group like this party finding itself in a position to take a certain amount of votes.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, and let's remember that lockbox.
WAMC.org.